Are you triggered by your child's behaviors? Do you spend your time, energy, and resources trying to control your child's triggers and emotions while paying little to no attention to your own? If the answer to either of these questions is yes, then you are in the right place. Welcome to Be the Solid Object, the only podcast specifically designed to help mothers raising kids with autism keep their cool while their child is melting down. I'm your host, Lisa Candera. I am a single mom raising a teen with autism, and I am on a mission to teach moms like you that you have more power than you think. Autism is a part of your life, but it does not get to control it. You do. And it all starts with learning how to be prepared, present, and compassionate during a meltdown, and learning how to manage your own mind and regulate your own emotions while your child is escalated. This is what it means to be the solid object. Let's get started. Welcome to episode 3, The Real Autism War. There was a recent article circulating on the internet about the war between parents of children with autism and autistic adults. The too long didn't read version is that some members of the actually autistic community are upset with how some autism parents share details of their children's lives on social media. They believe these parents are using their children's disability for sympathy and oversharing personal details. But it doesn't stop there. Some members of the actually autistic community have sent messages to parents of children with autism, calling them names, accusing them of not loving their children, and telling them that they should kill themselves. So this article came out just as I was launching my one-on-one program and beginning to share more on social media about my own experiences with my son. So it got me to thinking, what are the things that people will say to me? What are the terrible things that I might hear about how I share our experience or about me personally as a mother? And in this exercise, what I discovered is that of all the terrible things I could imagine someone saying to me, they pale in comparison to some of the things that I've said to myself. And I would imagine that that's true for a lot of us. We beat ourselves up. The war is not between the autism war isn't between parents of kids with autism and autistic adults. The real autism war is us against ourselves. How we question ourselves, how we blame ourselves, how we tell ourselves we are not doing enough. It reminds me of the scene in the movie Liar Liar. Jim Carrey's character is a lawyer who is unable to lie for 24 hours. And this poses a pretty big problem for this character because he's used to being loose with the truth in his personal life and in court. But now he's in a quandary. He's unable to lie and he's unable to say the things that would help him win his client's case. So what does he do? He asks the judge for a break. He goes to the bathroom and he proceeds to throw himself against the walls of the bathroom, punching himself in the face and slamming a toilet rim against his own head. As he is doing this, a bailiff walks in and asks, "What are you doing?" And because he can't lie, Jim Carrey's character stands up and responds, "I'm kicking my own ass. Do you mind?" And that's what we are doing. We are kicking our own asses. But, we're a little bit more subtle about it most of the time. We try to do it in ways that pretend to be constructive. We do it by asking ourselves what I would call dead-end questions, like, am I doing enough? Am I doing the right things? Does my child love me? Why me? Why my child? Why is my life so hard? What's wrong with me? If you are liking what you are hearing and are all in on being the solid object, I want you to go to my website, www.bethesolidobject.com, and schedule a consultation call. During that call, we will talk about where you are, where you want to be, and how we can work together to get you there. These questions are not helpful, and here is why. They are inherently negative. Implicit in each of these questions is the negative answer. For example, when we ask ourselves, "Am I doing enough?" we are really saying that we aren't doing enough. When we are asking ourselves, "What's wrong with me?" well, we're really saying that there is something wrong with me. These questions put us in the place of being victims. Life is happening to us. And guess what happens when we ask ourselves dead-end questions? We send the most powerful tool that we have on a quest to find negative answers. And that powerful tool? Our own brain. We send our brains a hunting for terrible answers. When you ask yourself, "What's wrong with me?" did you ever come up with an answer like, "Nothing, I'm wonderful"? No, I work too much. I'm not patient enough. I should do more. Am I doing enough? The answers to these questions doesn't provide us with anything helpful or anything that can move us forward. Instead, we stay stuck in our own victimhood. So, what to do? Well, first, we need to catch that this is happening in the first place. We need to catch the thoughts we are having. Thoughts are sentences in our brains. They are how we interpret the world. We have about 60,000 thoughts per day. And most of them are subconscious, just running in the background, completely unquestioned. Our thoughts are real, but they're not necessarily true. And they are all optional. We get to choose what we want to think on purpose. So first, we need to catch it. How are you talking to yourself? What kinds of questions are you asking yourself? What are your greatest hits? Once you can catch the negative questions, you get to decide, do I want to keep asking this question? Is it useful? Is it moving me forward? Or is it keeping me miserable, second-guessing myself, and stuck? You get to decide to keep it or to reframe it with a powerful question. Powerful questions put our brains to work on finding solutions and moving us forward. Powerful questions get us unstuck. They are positive, open-minded, thought-provoking, and proactive. They open up space for inquiry, discovery, and insight. When we ask ourselves powerful questions, we can help ourselves discover our own answers. Here are some examples. What can I learn from this? Who better than me? What if this isn't a problem? How can I support myself in this moment? And my favorite, if I wasn't taking this personally, what would I do? See how these questions open up space, how they invite us to get creative, how they are expansive and filled with opportunity. These questions highlight our agency. So the next time you find yourself asking a dead-end question, make it a powerful one. I want to end this episode by reading to you a review of one of my clients who had a lot of success with powerful questions. The review says, Lisa is taking parenting to the next level, working as a coach to help other parents who face challenges. I worked with Lisa briefly last summer, and Lisa's coaching enabled me to see my own issues in a new light. I was getting stuck on what she calls dead-end questions. What is wrong with my son? What is wrong with me? Why can't he do this? Why is this so hard? Lisa pointed out that these are negative and judgmental. And as she says, they box us into these thoughts and unanswerable questions. The same issues and situations still arise in my life and in my home. The difference is that I am trying to ask what Lisa calls powerful questions. What did I learn today? What if right now it is just like this? Why think this way? How is this helping me? The powerful questions have answers, and from those answers, I learn and make improvements. I hope you found this episode helpful and that the next time you find yourself asking a dead-end question, you make it a powerful one. Stop kicking your own ass. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and taking the time to put yourself first. Please join me in my mission of showing mothers raising kids with autism that they have more power than they think by sharing this podcast with an autism mom who needs to hear this. If you are interested in working with me one-on-one, head over to my website, www.bethesolidobject.com, and book a consultation call. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Autism Mom Coach. Finally, if you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you.